This is the Huntin' Out Loud podcast. I'm your co-host, Cody Cornwell.
Oh, yeah, I'm your host, Rob Michon.
And we've got Aaron Stump with us today. Aaron, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Now, we're going to have to get up on the mic.
Yeah,
now, we have to share one day.
We're sharing one now.
Travis and them.
That's cute.
That's terrible. Hey, thanks for coming on, Darren. So, you was talking about why you like to hunt. The big special reasons you like to hunt.
Yeah, there's so many of them. There's so many special reasons why I like to hunt. Just because. That's why I don't have a big, long backstory of how I got started or why I do it. I just do. I have always been outdoors. I'm my dad's only son. He got all girls, so he had to make do with what he had. And he had me fishing on a creek bank when I was a little girl with a number six hook on a piece of cane pole. And I was snagging minnows every day and just kind of evolved from there. I started shooting archery when I was like 10 at Camp Webb down in Grayson, and that's where my addiction started, and I just ran with it.
Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah, that's pretty much, I mean, I was raised, you know, my dad hunted, I mean, my dad was killing big bucks in the 80s, you know, in Boyd County.
Yeah.
You know, he was in Bowhunter magazine for a Pope and Young 9 point, you know, and I was, like my mom always told me, oh yeah, my mom told me, she said, my mom said, you know, she said, that's why you like to hunt, you know, more than the rest of the boys, she said, because you was conceived when your dad was hunting the most. She said, I truly believe that. She said, you know, but yeah, that's kind of the way, you know, that's how I got started too. But tell us a little bit about Wildlife Women and Seven, how you got involved with that.
Now that's a story.
Okay.
Because when I got asked to join Wildlife Women, I actually said no. I work full time. I've got a whole herd of youngins, and I didn't think I had the time. I mean, we have to host 6 events a year as a chapter lead, and I was just like, there's just no way that I can fit that into my schedule because it's crazy anyway. And it just kind of kept like weighing on me, and I kept thinking about it, and Bridget called me back, and she was like, have you thought any about it? And I was like, yeah. And my husband was in my ear, and he was like, yeah, you might want to try. I mean, it looks like it could be something good. And so finally, I just kind of gave in, and I was like, okay, I'll try, you know. But, you know, I had a lot of challenges that the other girls didn't, because I just moved to Ashland when all this started. I didn't really know anybody. I didn't know where things were. I didn't even know where Northeastern was when I first jumped on. So it was challenging at first, and then I had my first event out at Northeastern. It was an AR-15 thing, and had like 6 ladies show up, and I was like, what? Where'd y'all come from?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of, it's just been rolling with it ever since, you know. It's just, there's a real passion out there for women in the outdoors, and a lot of ladies just don't have that avenue. They just don't have that, this is where I go to get started. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It is awesome, you know, because we need to introduce as many women, children, whoever in the outdoors as we can.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what you all is doing is a good thing. And I see you guys have expanded into other states.
We have. So, yeah, we're in Alabama and Utah now, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, West Virginia. It's really crazy. Like, you know, I've been with them a little over a year now. And like, when I sit back and think about just how the organization has changed in this short amount of time, it's kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, you know, I can remember a time. I mean, I'm an old guy, so I remember a time. And Josh, you're not quite as old as me. Josh Bernard's over there, and Travis. And, but Josh, you shot a lot of ASA and stuff like that. But I can remember a time when taking a girlfriend hunting or something, or taking her shooting, that we had to actually buy her a youth bow.
Oh, I mean, yeah. You know, I started with a youth bow. Yeah. And a now, Parker Buckshot, I think. It was a youth bow.
But now, you know, you have women's bows and
when Matthews released the Passion in like, what was that, 09, 08 or 09, I drove all the way to Pennington Gap, Virginia just to buy that bow because nobody had one. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like a 2.5-hour drive because I didn't want to shoot a kid's bow anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's evolved, too. The industry is really starting to cater to women a little bit more. I think they keep us in mind a little bit more. It's like we're slowly edging our way in, you know, and making a path, you know.
Oh, definitely busting through, that's for sure. I mean, just,
yeah.
You know, I didn't even realize that many women hunted, you know, but social media, you can,
oh, yeah,
is all kind
yeah.
of
yeah.
hunting, and it's a good thing, like, for the sport and for all of us to
keep
hunting, you know, and conservation going, because, I mean, I don't know, I was reading something the other day, I should have wrote it down, but God done some numbers, I think I shared it on our page,
yeah.
about the numbers of hunters dropping.
Yeah, it's like an epidemic. Super low.
So, and you know, I think a lot of it, you know, when I came up hunting, and probably most of you all come up hunting, you know, you was cool if you was hunting. And you know what I mean? You know, it wasn't no big deal if you brought a squirrel tail to school and showed everybody, or a deer picture to school. But
right.
I think things have changed a little bit just from watching my kids come up. You know, my boys are about the only ones that hunt. You know, they go to wrestle with a squirrel tail, there's something bad going to happen. And that's not good, because, you know, that's where it starts right there when the kids are
Absolutely.
Young. And if they feel pressured, you know.
Yeah. I remember I killed my first turkey, me and my dad doubled on two jakes. And, you know, I couldn't wait to take the picture to school and everything, you know. And they put it up on the bulletin board in the classroom, you know, with me with a gun and that turkey,
oh, my.
You know, and everything. But, you know, if you'd done that today, it
would be controversial,
you know,
for sure.
You know,
somebody's feelings would get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to have to change, because...
Well, I got a kind of a different opinion on, like, what you was talking about, like, hunting was cool or what. I feel like when I started hunting was just, that's what you done.
Yeah.
It was a way of life, you know.
Yeah.
But today, I feel like people are doing it just because it's cool.
Yeah, well, I've been in it.
Oh, yeah,
it was
for
okay,
sure.
I guess is the way I was trying to say it.
Yeah.
Well, but I guess what I'm saying for the kids, I don't think it's, I'm saying cool.
I'm glad
it's
but their parents
out.
Aren't
I'm
doing
saying?
It. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And kids are very impressionable, and they want to do
exactly.
what their parents are doing. And that's another big push for me with Wildlife Women. I have a daughter.
Right.
I grew up being the girl that was always hanging out with the guys. Mm. I was always doing guy things, like, I can clean a carburetor, I can put it back together, I can change my oil, I can change a flat. Like, my dad really helped me be very well-rounded and very independent when it comes to, like, real-life stuff. So, I was kind of weird growing up. It was different for me. I didn't hunt a lot growing up, but I did guy things. And I say that meaning, like, sports and things like that. So, what Wildlife Women has done for me is give me more of a sense of, like, normalcy in the things that I like to do, my hobbies and the things that I really enjoy. Because it's kind of cool to have girls to do it with.
Yeah.
When my whole life, like, I'm just hanging out with the dudes,
yeah, right.
you know? Like,
and
I'm just one of the guys. It's like, oh, there's Aaron. She's a cool dude.
And that's why
it's
working.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
why it's working out helping get other women introduced.
Yeah, it is. And it's also paving a way for other, like my daughter. When she, you know, she's already harvested deer. She actually... She's got a turkey on me. I've never killed a turkey, and my kid has. So what's that say?
Yeah, that's great.
And I would really appreciate it if we didn't talk about turkey hunting. Just saying.
It sounds like it'd be a good subject to talk about.
It's a little salty. I get a little salty over turkey hunting.
You
guys.
You have to share at least one story with me.
I don't have one. That's
not,
the whole
not at all.
Hey, it don't have to be a success story. Any story is a good story.
Yeah, any hunting.
I went hunting this year, turkey hunting, every chance that I got. And I went in hating turkey hunting, and I came out hating turkey hunting.
turkey.
It was a great, great season. Yeah. Great season in the turkey woods.
I feel if she kills one, she'll have a different opinion.
That's what everybody
says.
Yeah. You will.
Okay.
You will. Don't quit.
No,
well,
I mean,
know most people I take turkey hunting.
I
don't see how it's possible.
I even went with a guy here. He was like, I've got this bird. I know right where it's at. Like, I know exactly what it's going to do. I'm going to put you on this turkey. You're going to kill it first thing in the morning as soon as daylight breaks. We get up there, that turkey's going crazy. We get all set up. We hear it fly down. It's coming towards us. And then all of a sudden, it's gone. I mean, gone. Like, there is no more turkey in the turkey woods. And he just looks at me and he's like, I think you're like the opposite of a turkey whisperer. Like, I'm not bringing you back anymore.
Bad
like, okay.
luck, turkey hunter.
Great. That's awesome.
There's Kyle Gross. We have a full house now.
Yeah.
So yeah, turkey hunting's not my favorite. I like to deer hunt.
So I seen I think y'all have one of your shows on this evening. Did I
see that? Yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yesterday,
okay.
Our show went from local cable down in southeastern Kentucky to YouTube. So we launched two episodes last night. The first one was like the camp out where they all kind of got together and kind of threw around ideas about what they visioned Wildlife Women to be. The second episode was my event out at Rush. On open and turkey weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a good one. Yeah, it is. There may be some turkey dancing on that episode. Saying. I'll just drop that hint. But yeah, so they launched that one last night. That was a good time.
Mm-hmm. I've seen on Facebook.
It was supposed to be, like, huge. There was supposed to be, like, 300 people there. And then it rained, and there was, like, 10 people there. But it was still a ball of fun. Like, I would go do that every weekend. We had so much fun, and we got stuck, and we had to use winches, and it was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
That's good. So, as far as the Wildlife Women, I mean, I see you all having events and stuff. We're, like, coming together all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to share some of that stuff?
I mean,
I see sometimes you're all frog gigging or down on the Tug River.
We're just all over the place. And we're real diverse. Like, all of our chapter leaders are real diverse. We've got Mama Linda. She's a retired nurse. She's like OG Wildlife Women because she's been doing this stuff since before any of us ever thought about it. Like, she's something. Mama Linda is something, y'all. You would just have to know. She's been moose hunting, and she's got so many turkeys, she don't even get excited over them anymore. And and then, you know, one of our chapter leaders is Jasmine. She's 18. No, she's older than that. She's in her 20s, and she's a student, a college student. So, you know, we're real diverse. Some of us have a lot of experience in hunting. Some of us are more fishing. Some of us are shooting guns. So, you know, it's real cool how we can all get together and find that common passion of just being outside, you know, and what I can learn from them, they can learn from me, and we just really come together and make things work. And I think the good thing is we can cater to our demographic in each area. You know, we've got a Pulaski County chapter, and, you know, like, Cumberland's down there, so they do a lot of, like, water events. You know, I think there was, like, wakeboarding. They all got together and went boating one time. And then up here, I think I've got it made. I think my chapter's at the advantage because I've got everything. I mean, really.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Ashland, the area up here in Ashland has a lot to offer. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got gun ranges, and I've got archery ranges, and
lakes
and pay lakes, rivers. And rivers. I mean, really, there's just, it's endless, the events that I could do in this area. And Rush, oh my gosh, it's my favorite place. So, yeah, our next, I have an event next week, actually, next Thursday. We're going to do a little pre-deer season yoga.
Oh,
get all stretched out.
That's something us guys are probably not going to do. No. Travis?
Hey, I might do yoga.
I'm just saying, you gotta stretch out, and you want to go into the woods, like, relaxed and with your zen, you know?
That's the truth.
The only yoga I do is put my work boots on.
But she's on to something right there, I'm telling you
right
now.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
I'd do it every time if it'd bring me a big old buck.
We may or may not be shooting some bows that night too.
Yeah.
You know, get all stretched out and then shoot at some targets. So that's pretty exciting. But that'll be my last event for the year because
heading into deer season.
Because deer season.
Yeah.
Period. That's why. You know, I told them all. I was like, now I'll bust my butt. Like, January till September, but then, girl's out after that.
Yeah. Have y'all thought about the future, or do you ever, try to sponsor, like, maybe, or host, like, a youth hunt?
Well.
Anything like that?
That's one of our requirements as a leader, is that we do something along the fundraising for a charity. So, right now, we're actually working with Hunters for the Hungry, is that?
Yeah.
I want to make sure I say that. Yeah. Hunters for the Hungry.
We're talking about
that. There's some stuff in the works with that coming up. And, of course, right now we've got a lot of girls that ain't killed deer. You know, right now our big focus is getting all of our girls, you know, that, and we've kind of got some stuff in the works right now. There's a place down in Knott County, Big Branch Cabins. He's kind of made his little cabin resort area our official retreat now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go down there and do some hunting. Going to have a little bow hunt go on like September 15th, and we're kind of going to pair off, you know, and one's going to film for this one and one's going to hunt and then switch it up. So I'm super excited about that. I've not got to hunt with any of the girls yet. So, that's pretty exciting. I'm a lone hunter. I don't like to hunt with people.
Yeah.
So that presents its own challenges. Yeah.
I love the turkey hunt. We got a group. We got five or six guys. Duck hunting, we're always got a boat full, but deer hunting, I'm a loner.
Yeah, I like to be by myself.
That's what deer hunting's all about.
Yeah, it is. I love to deer hunt, and that's the only time of year you will catch me getting up early, not grouchy.
Yeah.
Any other time, don't wake me up I don't like to get up early until deer season. So
yeah, it's just second nature to me now. Even when I want to sleep in, I'm still There's 6:30. I'm up. Nope. Whether my alarm, I can't.
Not me. Not 6:30,
me. 7, I'm up regardless.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I'd love to, but I can't.
So other than deer hunting, I mean, what other kind of hunting you do? I mean, he said duck hunting. You do any waterfowl hunting or anything like that?
I have never been duck hunting.
Well, I haven't either, so it.
I really want to.
Cody knows how to duck hunt.
Oh, I've already hit Cody up for a Wildlife Women duck hunt right here.
Yeah.
So that's kind of been discussed a little bit. No, I mean, I've been squirrel hunting. Does that count?
Well, yeah, squirrel hunting.
Okay.
That's where we all start.
Yeah,
so here's a funny story about squirrel hunting.
Well, yeah, let's hear
it. I probably went through a box of shells the first time I went squirrel hunting and halfway killed a squirrel.
Halfway?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means it fell out of the tree and ran under a rock. And my husband went down there to get it for me, and when he reached under that rock, it reached right back out for him.
Tore him up.
No, but there may have been some bad words and some rolling backwards down a hill. That was a good story.
Oh, yeah.
That was before, like, cell phones with cameras and, you know,
No
Instagram or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I couldn't capture it, but
yeah,
it would have been viral for sure.
Oh, I can't see it. I've had a few of those.
Oh, yeah.
My old phone.
Oh,
and Jerry Braden. Keep that to myself, Kyle knows how to story. He'd kill me if I told that. But you know, we might have to.
Let's hear it.
Nah.
No.
He said no.
At least let Jerry be here to defend himself.
No, there's no way he's going to let me tell that if he's here. Josh knows Jerry. He knows all about him.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, so I've primarily just been a deer hunter. I mean, that's just really where it's at for me. I went turkey hunting years ago, and then this year I was all about getting that turkey because all the girls were like, oh, when you kill a turkey, you're going to love to turkey hunt. And, well,
not so
don't
much.
Give up.
Anyway, but might be working on a little black bear action.
Oh, yeah.
This fall or winter or whenever.
See, that's something I've never done. It's black bear hunt. Of course, we're getting a lot of
spring and fall.
I've seen two this year. Seen one turkey season.
I had one on camera last year in summer, but one picture, that was it.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've ever had one around here. But my dad, and like you said, you know Tom Huff.
Yeah, Tom.
Tom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tom's been.
Tom's the one that won't take me turkey hunting no more.
Okay. Tom's been a lifelong friend of my dad and my family for years, and him and my dad bear hunting Canada. So I'm gonna make that trip with him.
Tom is a great influence. Like is like
great,
an archery guru, and he actually is the one that taught my first archery class that I had down at O'Brien's back in March.
Yep.
And so he kind of did like a, I don't want to call it a lecture because it wasn't boring enough to follow, like a, I guess like a seminar.
Yeah.
So he did like an archery 101 seminar, and then we all, like the girls that had never shot before, shot Genesis, and then I followed up in June with like the same type of event, just the same girls came back and we just shot. And then about 2 weeks after that event, one of the girls who had never shot a bow before March bought her first bow.
Well, that's
so
good.
See, that's what makes it worth it.
That's
what makes all the planning and all the phone calls and all the paperwork. Like that's what makes it worth it for me when I can take this lady who had never held a bow in March, but then in July buys one.
Right.
Now, we got a deal, me and this girl, that when I kill a turkey, she's going deer hunting. So I kind of have to kill a turkey.
You better get to
them. I know.
Hey, you can hunt them in the fall.
I know. I'm totally prepared for this. Like,
because,
you know, when you're deer hunting's when you see turkey.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're turkey hunting's when you see deer. So that works out good.
Until you're looking for a turkey during deer season.
Let's not talk about it. Let's just not talk about it. Chipmunks. You always see chipmunks.
Yeah,
I always see plenty of
chipmunks. Well, tell us about upcoming season. Well, you got a big buck you're after.
Oh my god.
You shoot meat or what? What, you know, what's your goal?
I'm pretty picky, honestly. I was kind of lucky. I guess like 07, I killed a decent 8-pointer. You know, just free range deer back home on a farm that we had, and I've been pretty selective since then because I don't want to shoot anything smaller than what I've already got on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that ain't for any other purpose other than my own preference, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of work, you know, when you kill a deer.
Oh,
know,
my God, that's when the work starts.
Exactly.
I mean, hunting's easy. Good grief. Harvesting's where the work's at. But,
yep.
No, I mean, I do go after meat. You know, I want to fill the freezer and But I like to wait till the weather's cooler till I get to that point. You know, I'm not trying to track one down in September and it's 105 degrees, unless it's going to matter.
I agree. That's the way I am. Same way.
So, I've got my eye on a deer. His name's Bad Eye.
Oh, Bad Eye.
He's about 140-inch six-pointer. Yeah. He ain't got no brows. Smokes. He's a beast. I chased him last year and never could get him during the daylight.
Yeah,
One day, I got him in the daylight. Mm-hmm. It was November 18th of last year. Mm-hmm. And I think it was an accident. I think he was just real confused on that day and accidentally come out at the wrong time. But I got stuck on him last year, and I passed on five others.
You don't see a six-point that big.
I'll show you pictures. I keep them with me, y'all. I keep those pictures with me, you know.
I would be tickled enough to kill a six-point that big as I would a 12-point.
Oh, and he's beautiful. Like, his rack is beautiful. But now, he's aged at, 3.5 max last year. So, he's liable to be bigger than that this year. And
yeah.
We got him after season on camera. So, I know that he made it through the season last year. But I've not seen him yet this year either.
You do any shed hunting?
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose, okay.
I've never found a shed.
Really?
I don't know how y'all do it.
Well, I don't.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Bedding areas.
Have you seen the videos that I make? I mean, they're not as cool as yours. But I'm just saying, I do my share of walking in the woods. Like, a lot. I'm just not walking in the right places, I guess.
You gotta have an eye for them.
I don't ever find them.
See, my eye is like for copperheads and rattlesnakes. Oh, yeah. That's what my that's where my focus is.
Oh yeah.
Well, I found those two right there, but it was while I was coyote hunting out in cornfield.
Oh, I want to go coyote hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. And hog hunting.
Well, I like to go hog hunting.
I've killed hogs in Louisiana.
Coyote hunting, we have all kind of coyotes right here.
It's cheap. Hogs are cheap.
Not if you have to go down south to do it.
Well, shoot, we was in Louisiana, Denham Springs, and we got on a place, we found a place there. The guy, what they done, they went out and they had dogs.
Yeah.
And they go out into the marsh and they would catch these hogs live, hobble them, catch them live, and they bring them in. No boars. They just meat hogs. And they got a fenced in area. It's huge, though.
Yeah.
And they turn these hogs in, and you, $150, you can come sit in a stand hunt and shoot a meat hog, you know, something to eat.
Yeah.
And, I was working down there, so several of us went, and we had a big cookout, you know, all of us, and so we all went and wanted to kill a hog, get some meat. And he told us, he said, now these boars will, the wild boars will actually root through the fence to get in here to these sows. He says, so if any of y'all kill a boar, it's free. You know, we don't charge you nothing.
Wow.
You know, and I could end up killing a boar, one of the hogs killed. Yeah, but we all killed, and I mean, $150, man, these guys take you out there and set you up, you know, and they come help you track it. They skin it, quarter it, pack it in the cooler and everything for $150.
Bacon ain't cheap either, y'all. Bacon ain't cheap. Just saying.
People that say wild hog isn't good have never eaten wild hog.
Well, I hear mixed reviews about it. Some people say it's bad.
Well, you get some older boars, you know, with the testosterone in them.
Sure.
I mean, some of it can be bad.
But
now,
I mean, same with deer.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I've killed deer that wasn't as, you know, good as some, but like I said, you know, it's a lot of fun if you ever get the chance to hog hunt.
I'd like to go hog hunting.
Yes, it is a blast.
We had one of our girls went hog hunting, I guess last year sometime. She killed it with a knife.
Yeah, two of my buddies.
Crocodile doesn't need that sucker.
Yeah, they catch them, they bail them with the curs, and they had pit bulls for catch dogs.
That's what hers was pit bulls.
And the pit bull, they send the pit bull loose, and the pit will grab the hog, and these guys run. Dude, these guys are nuts. They run in there and they grab this sucker with their hands and hold it down, and you walk in there with a knife and just
shank it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'd be fine with my bow and tree. I'm good with that.
It's eerie. Like, you don't, like, you're in the woods and these dogs are running.
Shank a big hog.
And these hogs are running. They're running everywhere.
I can't do it.
You hear brush crack. You're looking, you know. I mean, we had to jump up on fall downs and everything. These hogs would run right by you. And there go the dogs. I mean, I was afraid to get off. I mean, I didn't know if I was going to get eat up by a hog or a pit bull.
Because they're mean.
Oh, son, I'm telling you.
Yeah, they're mean.
Hogs are mean.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to run into one on accident.
It is an awesome experience, though, if you get the chance.
Well, I think that's what it's all really about, the experience. You know, it's about the stories. It's about sitting around
killing's
like this.
Killing's a bonus to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like to eat.
I do it to kill. But, you know, I mean, it's a bonus to me. I enjoy being out there.
Oh, my gosh. It's my favorite. It's just my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, just being in that tree and, like, being in that moment, like, when everything wakes up. Like, if you've never experienced that, you don't even have to take a weapon. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to hunt. You don't want to kill a deer. That's fine. Go climb a tree and be there when the world wakes up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've
like,
seen.
That's where the addiction comes from.
I've watched hawks swoop down and grab squirrels.
Did y'all see the hummingbird that, like, almost attacked me last year during bow season?
That happened to me and Jerry last year.
I had that passion, that Matthew's passion. It's like hibiscus pink. Mm-hmm. And it had to think it was a big flower or something. Turned my camera on, and there it was. I mean, it was, like, here. It was in my bubble.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Man, yeah, those things are neat.
They are.
You don't see them very often.
Well, and in the woods. Like, I've never seen one, like, in the woods like that.
Front porch, that's the only time I've been. They're mean too.
Cool. If you watch them at the feeder, then things
they'll tear each other up.
Like you were talking about waking up, and the spring is my favorite time to watch the woods come alive. You know, everything's out.
It's green and it's
gobbling.
Green. Turkeys gobbling. And owls. I'll tell you what, owls. I'd assume listen to owls.
I like owls too. We was out. Where I'm from, like my home place, my farm, we had a herd of elk on it for years. Big elk.
Yeah.
And we used to go up there at sunset because you could skylight them, and it's the prettiest thing you've ever seen. This big old bull up on top of a strip job and the sunset behind him. I'm from Hazard. Originally.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm originally from Hazard.
Gotcha.
And one night we was up there and saw a solid white owl. This is the craziest thing. Like, sitting on a branch, and I'm like, I think you're lost. I don't think you belong here.
Yeah.
But that was really cool.
Oh, for sure.
Here's John Workman.
We have a house
party. This is like a house party. This ain't a podcast. It's a house party.
We got a house full.
Hunting party right here.
That's Kingpin.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
But yeah, so y'all have to watch our TV show
we'll definitely watch it.
On YouTube. There's going to be some, I don't know. Y'all are just going to laugh at us. I'm telling you, we have a ball. Ooh, that Mud and Mascara episode, y'all got to watch it.
Yeah, we'll definitely watch it.
You got to watch it.
Yeah,
it's so worth it.
Let everybody know where they can find you on social media or on YouTube.
Well, we're everywhere. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, we're on, of course, Wildlife Women's on Facebook, Instagram, YouDoo. I don't know if you guys use YouDoo at all.
Well, I heard Melissa talking about it.
Yeah.
Podcast, but I've never heard of it.
You should check it out.
I was on it, but I haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. It gives you a different platform,
you know. You go on there, you don't have to worry about the antis.
Guys, what am I doing wrong that I never get antis? Ever.
Yeah.
You got to shoot a draft.
You got to shoot a giraffe, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I met her, actually.
She'll be coming on the podcast. Her brother and me are really good friends. We did some elk hunting in Martin County. He's a state trooper.
Yeah.
And I contacted Tessa, and she's going to come on at the end of September.
I met her at the elk drawing over in Prestonsburg when they did that live elk drawing.
Yeah.
We were over there and set up, and she's a super sweet girl. I mean,
she's just a girl from Johnson
County.
She's
just doing, you know, living her best life.
Yeah,
that's all she's doing. And,
They're idiots. They don't know what you're talking about.
So we're just about on every social media platform, you know. And now the show won't be on our YouTube. It's going to be on the TV station's YouTube. So that's Hometown 24 on YouTube. And, you know, they have been just such great supporters of us. Mm-hmm. They approached us about the TV show, and they're just really into what we're doing, really see that we're making a difference, you know. And so they were like, let us do a show, and we're like, okay. But it's been a learning curve, I ain't gonna lie. You know, it's
do they do anything with the cable TV companies and stuff like that?
So Hometown 24 is part of TBS Cable.
Yeah.
It's kind of all the same, like the same company, just different divisions of the same company.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but that's where we are with that. And so that's where you can watch the TV show is on there. And then, of course, there's going to be links on all of us Wildlife Women's pages because we're just going to share it and share it and share it.
Well, yeah.
You know, I've not got to watch any of it because yeah. I'm out of the service area.
Do you all do your own editing or does somebody?
So we have a producer there at the TV show. God okay. love Josh Cornett. He is a magician.
Yeah.
We send him crazy stuff. Like, let me just speak for myself, okay? What I send Josh and what he turns it into, it's magic. I mean, it really is magic. Like, he has to sit for hours and just shake his head at me. Yeah. I know for, like, one, I say bad words sometimes, and when I'm trying to record something, that might slip out, and then I have to start over, and so I don't even, like, not send that. I just send it all to him, so.
That's the only way to do it, yeah.
He's been so patient with us, trying to teach us more about how to film. That's an art, y'all. Like,
for sure.
Watch Travis and Kyle. Yeah. You don't even know.
It's an art.
It really is an art. Mm-hmm. And so last year, hunting was, like, super stressful for me. Because here I am, like, packing all my stuff and camera arms and cameras and GoPros.
It made me not want to.
I'm just like, what do I do when a deer comes in?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Can you stand right there? Let me get these cameras on. Checking everything. Like, how do you do that? Like, it's crazy.
I'm done with it. I did it, and I'm over it.
I won't share my tree.
Yeah.
I won't share my tree with nobody. So
I hear you.
Just over here trying to wing it, you know.
Yeah.
But, no. So we're all over social media that way. And then, of course, I have my own social media stuff going on. And but you can basically go to our webpage and find us all. You know, we've wildlifewomen.com. You know, it's pretty catchy. Sticks with you a little bit. So.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Good deal.
Well, man, time flies when you're having fun.
I know. How long has it been?
It's a house party, y'all.
I know. Aaron, thanks for coming out.
No, thanks for having me. I'm super excited to, like, network with you guys. And, it's weird when you come into a new area and, like, we're like the Clampets in our neighborhood anyway. So here we are living in, like, suburban subdivision and, like, dragging dead animals down the yard.
Yeah.
And the neighbors are just like, oh, my God, the Clampets are at it. So we just kind of warn them, it's deer season.
Yeah,
don't look out your windows.
You're ready.
But, yeah, no, thanks for having me. It's awesome to meet you guys and talk about Wildlife Women. And
yeah, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate
it. Yeah. You'll have to come back on.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just down the road. We know.
Yeah, we'll check in during deer season.
You're not related to these other stumps up here, are you?
I don't know.
Because I know they're from down.
I mean, I'm sure that my husband is somehow, but who knows? I don't know.
But anyways, hey, everybody go check them out. Check out the Wildlife Women if you haven't already. This is Ryan Michelle. Cody, I'm out loud.